Radio Daily for Wednesday, the halfway point of your week. It's June 17th, 2015. It's all the geek without the wait. Halfway point of the week. So we should go ahead and say this now. End of this week, we're going to have to take a two-week break. We're going to be moving. A lot of stuff. But thankfully, not all at once. We're going to break it up into smaller trips. Anyway, yeah, hi, we're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. You'll get over it. We'll try to get to this weekly, and it's the kind of thing we do. You might know us from Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, the website, all those fun things. The people bringing you the show today, well, the guy that's just making it clear, it's Saucy.
You men owe me a new pair of slippers!
You say so. Hi there, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Trust me, this is what I do for a living.
That's right, no worries. What happened, yo?
1837, Charles Goodyear obtained his first rubber patent.
I think he'd be carrying around all that time. 1856, in Philadelphia, the Republican Party opened its first national convention and Grindr was born.
1863, the first accident insurer in the USA, Travelers Insurance Company of Hartford, was chartered.
1867, Joseph Lister in Glasgow, Scotland, became the first surgeon to perform surgery under antiseptic conditions.
1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived at Bedloe's Island in New York Harbor. I wonder if this was the first or second time, because we sent that back once, I do believe.
That sounds like us. 1942, G.I. Joe appeared for the first time in Lieutenant Dave Berger's comic strip in the Army Weekly magazine Yank during World War II.
1947, Pan American Airways began its first round-the-world airline service from New York.
1950, the first human kidney transplant was performed in Chicago.
1955, Disneyland opened for the first time in Anaheim, California.
1963, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down rules which required students of public schools to recite the Lord's Prayer.
1972, five burglars broke into the Democratic National Committee office in the Watergate office building in Washington, D.C. and were arrested while trying to install eavesdropping equipment there, eventually resulting in the first resignation of U.S. President Nixon on August 8th, 1974.
Indeed. 1987, with the death of the last individual, the dusky seaside sparrow became extinct.
1994, the Great Chase O.J. Simpson was charged with two counts of murder in the slayings of his ex-wife Nicole and her male friend Ronald Goldman after he failed to surrender as scheduled. The nation watched on television as Simpson led a convoy of police cruisers on a slow speed chase over 60 miles of Southern California freeways before he surrendered at his estate.
Very, very weird, weird. So, birthdays?
Joshua Leonard is 40. Josh Leonard in The Blair Witch.
Where's Josh? Will Forte is 45. He was on Saturday Night Live for 8 years. MacGruber, he was also Paul on 30 Rock, currently the last man on Earth. The last. There's no other man on that show.
Jason Patrick is 49. Michael Emerson in The Lost Boys.
Aaron Murphy is 51. Tabitha Stevens on Bewitched.
Greg Kinnear is 52, Simon Bishop in As Good As It Gets, and Richard Hoover in Little Miss Sunshine.
Thomas Hayden Church is 55, Loyal from Wings, Sandman and Spider-Man 3, Jack and Sideways.
Bobby Farrelly is 57, director, producer, writer. He did Dumb and Dumber and There's Something About Mary.
John Grice is 58, that's Uncle Rico in Napoleon Dynamite.
Mark Lynn Baker, 61, Alan Arnold in Twins, Larry Appleton on Perfect Strangers.
And I forget his name, but also in a movie I love, My Favorite Year. That's some good stuff there. Joe Piscopo is 64. He was on Saturday Night Live for 4 years and damned funny, even if he became a muscular, overbound, crazy guy in beer commercials.
Art Bell is 70, original late night talk show host of the Coast to Coast AM.
Also 70, Frank Ashmore, Victor Basta in Airplane.
Joshua Murtha is no longer with us this day, 1932, chairman of the House Appropriations Defense Subcommittee.
Born 1904, no longer with us, Mr. Ralph Bellamy, star of many things, Dr. Abraham Saperstein in Rosemary's Baby, and Randolph Duke in Trading Places, and then again in Coming to America.
Ruth Wakefield, 1903, inventor of the Toll House cookie, the first chocolate chip cookie.
Oh my God, that changed our lives. That needs its own TV movie.
Tonight on ABC, Celebrity Wife Swap.
Ooh, NBC, the Stanley Cup game. Oh, wait, no. They won that. Never mind. That's over. Never mind.
The Briefcase on the CBS.
The CBS. On Fox, it's a new MasterChef and a new Bullseye.
Reruns of Arrow and Supernatural on the CW.
ABC Family, new episodes of Melissa and Joey, which is canceled. Baby Daddy is on as well.
Terminator Salvation on AMC.
You know, I enjoyed that film. Disney XD, Doctor Who, tonight it's Age of Steel.
The Last Alaskans on Animal Planet.
BET, it's a new episode of The Game, and Frankie and Neffy.
Beverly Hill Cops on CMT.
Disney Channel show in Bolt, the John Travolta dogs and action star and doesn't know it, thinks he's really got powers.
Fast and Loud on Discovery Channel.
Comedy Central, tonight's South Park block includes Casa Bonita, which I have been to, and Fish Sticks. I ain't no gay fish.
American Pickers on History Channel.
American Pickers! Stay okay. FXX, The Simpsons tonight, it's Lisa the babysitter and Homer... Homer becomes the plant's union leader.
Gone in 60 Seconds on Encore.
Game Show Network, new episode of Idiot Test followed by Skin Wars, where Skin battles each other.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid on FXM.
IFC Independent Film Channel is showing Super. That is a really good movie.
Get On Up on HBO.
Get On Up! BBC America, I should say, showing The Fifth Element and the finale of Ripper Street.
Blood Relatives on ID.
Over on Sundance, Deutschland 83, a guy sent to West Germany to spy for East Germany. It's a new series.
True Crime on More Max.
Discovery Family showing Mr. McGorham's Wonder Emporium, but tonight we're watching TV One just for the title alone. I don't care what it's about. It's called A Genius Leaves the Hood, the unauthorized story of Jay-Z.
No blasted lettuce today!
What do you think's going to be in an unauthorized story about Jay-Z?
I don't know.
Like, what quick lie would you make up about Jay-Z?
I don't know.
Because I, of course, would just randomly reveal that he shot Biggie, Tupac, and pretty much every damn body else in the entire world.
No.
Just what I'm saying. If you'd like to drop a note, tell us what you think it is. Drop us one. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flinster, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. So, yes, halfway point of the week. You know what that means. We're going to be getting on our walking shoes and visiting the store. Which kind? Which one? We'll let you know in just a bit.
Wake up. Go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Ian from Battlestar Galactica and Anthrax, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed, you certainly damned are. Welcome back to it. We're gathered here on a Wednesday, halfway point of the week, and that means it's time to get thee to a comic book shop.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Tons of serious books, not-so-serious books, all kinds of books available today, including...
From Archie Comic Publications, Betty and Veronica 276, Mega Man 50, Mega Man Worlds Unite Battles number 1.
Over at Dark Horse Comics, Archie vs. Predators at 3 of 4, BPRD Hell on Earth at 132, Buffy the Vampire Slayer Season 10's at 16, 8 wraps up today with Issue 5, Plants vs. Zombies, Bully for You, number 1 of 3 starts, Strain the Night Eternals at 10, and Usagi Yojimbo, number 146.
Boom Studios, Burning Fields, number 5, Escape from New York, number 7, Fiction, number 1, Giant Days, number 4, Hex, number 11, Lumberjanes, 15, Munchkin, 6, and Sons of Anarchy, 22.
DC Comics, Astro Cities at 24, some number 1s, Black Canary, Doomed, and Dr. Fate, Harley Quinn, and Power Girl, all get issues today. Infinite Crisis, The Fight for the Multiverse is at 12. Kitchen, number 8 of 8, wraps up. Oh, look, Mad Max, Fury Road, Furiosa is at number 1, as is Martian Manhunter, and Prez, and Robin, Son of Batman. A lot of weird stuff going on. Sinestro, number 12, and Wonder Woman, number 41.
IDW Publishing, Edward Scissorhands, number 9, Ghostbusters, Get Real, number 1, Infinite Loop, number 3, Joe Frankenstein, number 4, October Faction, number 8, Star Trek 46, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Casey and April, number 1, and Transformers 42.
Marvel Comics, Armor Wars, number 2, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, issue 4 of 5, Deadpool Secret Wars, number 2 of 4, is halfway there, Deathlok, number 9, George Romero's Empire of the Dead, Act 3, number 3, Inhumans, Attilian Rising is at number 2, Magneto's at 19, Moon Knight, number 16, Miss Marvel, number 16, Old Man Logan's at 2, Runaways, number 1, Squadron Sinister, number 1, and Thor's, that's plural, so ladies, start drooling as much as you want to, number 1 all out today at your friendly local neighborhood comic shop.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So you've heard me rave about it very recently, as a matter of fact, because the announcement that Meg was going to be a movie again.
Right.
This time by Warner Brothers. Well, now we're moving forward. We pretty much have a director. Eli Roth.
Okay.
From Cabin Fever, Hostel, The Green Inferno, Knock Knock. Who's that? No, that's the name of the movie, you silly person. Now going to be directing Meg. Sure, you know, I don't know what to say about this. This is different than other types of movies that he's done, which is good. Directors should do that. But he's got a knack for the gore. He's got a knack for horror movies. He knows them quite well. It's a big, 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 big-ass shark movie, and I'd love to see him do well in it. So bring it to us, Eli. I've been waiting for this movie, got like 18 years.
So no matter how much money Dope makes when it opens on Friday, June 19th, it will already make its way into the history books as the first film to accept Bitcoin as payment for tickets. Open Road Films, MovieTickets.com, and GoCoin have all made a pact to work together to make the digital currency a viable option for going to the movies.
Okay.
This is pretty exciting, I think. I don't know exactly what Bitcoin is, though.
You don't know what Bitcoin is?
I don't.
Bitcoin is a digital form of payment that is used to make sure that no government can track who you are and what you're spending because it's not real like other money in the world. And it was used quite a bit by, I understand, nefarious drug type people who would sell things. So you can look it up. There's actual transaction rates of the dollar value for what a Bitcoin is worth.
Interesting.
It's crazy that you don't know that.
Interesting. Let's all get our... tinfoil hats.
Nice. We certainly will. Jack Houston has dropped out of The Crow. The Boardwalk Empire star slated to take on the role originated by Brandon Lee in the 1994 amazing freaking film. Dropped out now due to scheduling issues. The Crow, currently in pre-production, kind of has been for a while. They've lost a few people, you know, quite recently. Because Jack Houston took over after Luke Evans left. This thing is having a hard time actually finding its way. I don't think any of us have been excited about a redo because, you know, quite well, I hold this place in a very special place in my heart. So it's just weird that they're having trouble getting this damn thing made. But what are you going to do?
So anyone watching Nintendo's digital event today got treated to a surprise announcement for fans of Toy to Life Games, a team up with Activision Skylanders. The upcoming Skylander Superchargers, which is scheduled to hit stores on September the 20th, will include two figures based on Nintendo characters, Donkey Kong and Bowser, exclusive to Nintendo systems. I disagree with this wholeheartedly, 100%. And here's why.
Okay.
They made bank on Amiibos.
Yes.
They made good money on it.
Tons.
But it was like two monkeys humping a football the whole time. With availability and being able to get things and shipments. And yeah. God forbid you live in the UK.
So yeah, I'm not happy with it merging with Skylanders either. I was not happy with the limited event. I wanted my Captain Falcon figure, damn it.
I just wanted a Charizard.
I'm lucky to have my Pac-Man.
What a Charizard.
Shenmue 3, a game that has been just, you know, for so long a myth, a crazy, crazy thing, started up a Kickstarter to get itself made. Shenmue 3 needed some help getting made. And people watched an E3 stream and just clapped their hands and said, oh my gosh, look, Shenmue is getting a Kickstarter. Well, less than 12 hours after the show, Shenmue 3 had hit the $2 million funding goal. It was like it's 2.3, no, Lord, it's over like halfway that now. By the time, crazy, crazy, crazy gone. So it's the fastest thing to hit that number, and that's amazing, and that's outstanding. And Shenmue game cost $70 million to make. That is an insane amount of money, and, you know, well, games cost a lot more than that now. But if you really, really want to do this, you're going to have to kick it up a notch, Starter, because this alone is not going to get this game made. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 9 States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Send us a note if you want to. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flynnstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. You have yourself a fantastic one, and we'll do this again real damn soon.
Such a gigantic walking nightmare.
This is developing into a very bad habit.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, you Trisha?
Yeah?
You remember me? I'm Napoleon's uncle, Uncle Rico.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you give your mom a couple of these and tell them to hand them out to her friends or whoever?
Okay.
You girls give me a call if you feel like you could use something.